Lil' Kim, Mariah Carey, and Keith Urban in the news with Life and Style Weekly. Recap of the week that was here on Ralphie Tonight with senior news editor Jordy Lippe. We start off with Lil' Kim. How is she finding her way into the headlines, Jordy?
Well, as you know, Lil' Kim does have a bit of a criminal past, and she even served some jail time. And it seems like she's not quite out of hot water yet. She actually has to owe the IRS $126,000. Apparently, she failed to pay taxes in 2010. 2011, 2012, and 2013.
Quite a while to go delinquent.
Yeah, you'd think that these people would hire money managers at this point, but I guess they just don't ever seem to learn.
You know, Lil' Kim was thinking after like 2-3 years, well, you know, it hasn't really caught up to me yet, so we'll just keep running with this until they finally say something.
Yeah, she's known for keeping her mouth shut, so maybe that's what it's all about.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm sure Lil' Kim will get that figured out. One way or another, I guess she's going to have to. Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on Ralphie Tonight. Mariah Carey, of course, performing these holiday shows at Beacon Theater in the city, and her husband, Nick Cannon, they are still at odds. Jordy, what's the latest with this alleged pending divorce?
Well, as you know, both of them have given quotes recently about how they're spending the holidays together, that things are fine between them. But Mariah missed a taping for the Rockefeller Center tree lighting on December 2nd, and we learned that it was because she was on the phone with lawyers for nearly 3 hours, and it seems that it was because Nick wants a bigger piece of the pie of her $520 million fortune.
Yeah, that missing the rehearsals and the pre-tape ended up costing her big time, too, in more than one ways, because that live performance did not go well at all. That's putting it nicely.
Yeah, that's a very nice way of saying it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, two people who are making it despite being in the limelight, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. Jordy, Life and Style Weekly recently speaking with Keith about this.
Yeah, well, you know, Nicole and Keith have been married for 8 years, which is like forever in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And we got the chance to ask him what the secret was to his marriage. And he told us, you have to put each other first. That's it. If your marriage isn't your priority, you're not really married. We just prioritize and everything else moves around it. And I feel blessed that I found someone like Nick.
Some sound advice from Mr. Keith Urban. We look forward to the Idol premiere after the first of the year. Read about those stories and many more with the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Thank you. You too.